David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. Hello. Posted on April the 18th, 2012. It's called From Chickens to Pelicans. I've been patronised by a pelican twice in the space of a week. Ah, say no more, David. We know exactly what you mean. We've all been there. Only, I doubt you do know what I mean. You are probably thinking that I'm referring to an animal. But no, this is not your everyday story about a condescending pelican. These tales occurred at a pelican crossing, and it was two humans that did the patronising. Ah, well, that's much more interesting and much less predictable and commonplace. Pray, do continue. Thank you. I do miss our little chats, by the way. Okay, so now we've established that my story is a great deal more exciting than you thought it was going to be. Let's begin. But where to start? Ah, how about the pelican crossing? Ah, yes. Imagine, if you will, in your mind's eye, I assume that you do have one, and that you've done the proper upgrades and everything, otherwise you might feel a little bit dizzy. Imagine that I am standing at a pelican crossing. This is nothing out of the ordinary. I have to cross this crossing every day to and from work. I am currently standing at the pelican crossing, waiting for the green man, having already pressed the button. I hope you're following this, okay? Okay. I've been waiting for about half a minute. Sorry, I can't be more specific than that. I didn't realise that I'd be recounting this incident back to you in a blog, so I wasn't really taking much notice. I was standing, waiting for the green man. I'd like to think that I looked nonchalant and at ease, like this whole standing at a pelican crossing waiting for the green man thing was no big deal, and that it wasn't fazing me in the slightest. Because it wasn't. It really wasn't. But I obviously wasn't convincing the woman 50 metres or so down the road, on the opposite side, who was now running towards the pelican crossing, shrieking,
"Oh, don't move! Don't worry! It's all right! I'm coming! That's all! It's okay! It's okay! I'll help you! Stay there! I'll be with you soon! I'll get the button for you!"
Please, I thought. Come on, green man. This woman obviously thinks that I don't know how to operate a pelican crossing. Beep now and show this woman that just because I'm blind, I am not completely deficient in the comprehension of the basic rudiments of pelican crossing operation. Yes, that is exactly what I thought, word for word. I was starting to take notice now. I realised that the situation wasn't your average humdrum pelican crossing incident and that I'd probably be recounting this in a blog later on. I'd been waiting for the opportunity to talk about pelican crossings since I started this blog, and so I'm very excited that the moment has finally come. But the green man did not answer my prayers. I was starting to doubt his existence. I know I should have faith, happier those who have not seen, etc. But the pelican crossing did not beep, and so I stood there as she ran and shouted at me to be still and be calm, and that she would be with me in a few seconds. She then reached the pelican crossing box at the other side of the road. She pressed the button and shouted across to me,
"I've pressed the button for you, so it'll beep now and you can cross."
I prayed once again to the green man that the pelican crossing wouldn't beep at this exact moment. At least if she had to stand and wait for a few seconds before the beeping commenced, then she might entertain the notion that I might have actually pressed the button myself. Unfortunately, yet again, the green man failed to heed my prayers. Well, that's it. I won't be making any more child sacrifices to him. He's at it. No sooner had she spoke these words, the beeping commenced, and I crossed the road while the woman offered words of encouragement and reassurance.
"That's it, love. Come on, don't worry. Take your time. You're doing well. I'm here."
I reached the other side of the road. I turned to the woman and paused. I wanted to remonstrate with her and explain that I was aware of the basic principles of pelican crossings, that in fact I had pressed the button a while ago, and I was merely waiting for the green man to do its thing. In fact, it was she who seemed confused as to how the whole pelican crossing thing worked, as she intimated that the pelican crossing would beep immediately after she'd pressed the button. And this is, of course, not the case. Most times you have to wait a bit. Granted, she was correct on this occasion, and the green man did beep straight away. But that was almost certainly coincidence, unless she's got some kind of psychic connection or a special relationship with the green man. I've read about the existence of such people, the chosen few. Perhaps she's made a lot more child sacrifices to the green man than I have. I wanted to let her know that it was a bit embarrassing for me, and that she'd obviously just assumed, because I was blind, that I was unable to operate the Pelican Crossing by myself. I wanted to rant at her about stereotyping, labelling people with disabilities, making sweeping, ill-founded assumptions, etc., etc. But in the end, I said thank you and walked off. The next day, on my way home after work, I was presented with the perfect opportunity to gain my revenge on such patronising members of society. I walked up to the Pelican Crossing, pressed the button, and waited. You see, I wasn't lying. I do know how to use a Pelican Crossing. As I waited, I could hear the conversation between a man and a child who were at the other side of the road. The little boy was messing around, trying to clamber onto the Pelican Crossing pole. The father was doing his best to stop him, but to no avail. But then the father must have noticed me, and an idea hit him. Son, look here, he said. You see that man at the other side of the road? The boy stopped his clambering.
Yes, Daddy,
he replied. Well, that man is a blind man. The father was obviously very pleased with himself, having found a distraction from the pole. That means he can't see.
Wow,
gasped the son. Evidently this fact had impressed him. Now we people, you and I, know when to cross because of the green man. But a blind man cannot see the green man. The little boy made a noise of understanding. He will wait and listen for the beep. The blind man will only cross when he hears the beep. The father was talking kind of in the style of David Attenborough. He was discussing me as if I was a fascinating creature. The blind man, and talking about me crossing the road as if it was some interesting ritual. You see now, he continued, there are no cars in sight. We can cross the road now because we can see that it is safe. But the blind man will stay until he hears the beep. Oh no, he bloody well won't, I thought. The child made another impressed noise. He was obviously taken by his father's knowledge. I stepped into the road and strode purposely to the other side. When I reached the pavement, I turned to the father and his son and gave a cheery wave, then walked off into the distance. Behind me, I heard the child shouting,
Daddy! Daddy! You were wrong! He crossed before the beep! Look! He's there! Daddy! You were wrong!
Ah, yes, little child. Daddy was wrong. He thought he understood the workings of the blind man, but he quite clearly didn't. In fact, he was the blind man in this little tale. Let this be a lesson to you, little child. Tell your friends at school. Let this parable spread throughout the playground like wildfire. Let it journey through cyberspace, through Facebook and Twitter. May it set the hearts of a generation ablaze and give life to a more enlightened breed. One who refuses to countenance ignorance, stereotyping, labelling, assumptions, social ills that have held human evolution back by centuries. Let this action create peace, harmony, equality. To be honest, I wasn't thinking any of that. I was still smarting after yesterday's incident, and I simply saw this episode as sweet revenge. But I'm sure that all of the above, peace, harmony, equality, a more accepting society, a more enlightened generation, a glorious utopia, will all be a byproduct of my actions. So well done, me.